I'm Anna.
And I'm Jillian.
And this
is the Hat Picks Podcast.
Just two dope ladies talking about soccer from across the country on the podcast no one asked for.
Did you know I had to read A Tale of Two Cities in high school and it was terrible and the worst thing ever? So I listened to it on CD in my portable CD player.
I love that.
Which somehow was almost worse.
I think the only Charles Dickens, or as I like to call him, Chuck D, that I read in high school was Oliver Twist, which I loved. I love the story of Oliver Twist, but I've seen the musical, and my teacher, it was my sophomore year of high school, and he was like, next year you're going to be in AP English and you're going to have to prepare for the AP test. So we're going to do like, you're going to have to write the essay in 20 minutes, like on the AP test. Great. Ugh. No problem. But then he would play the musical Oliver Twist in the background, like when we were silently supposed to be writing these essays. There was one class I had to go up to him and I was like, I need you to stop playing that because I can't focus because I know all the words and I can't stop singing it. So I need you to stop playing it.
Incredible.
Anyway, so
we bring up Chuck D, Chucky D, because in a surprise to all of us, Anna and I have actually named this episode prior to the middle of recording or 10 seconds before I upload the podcast.
Yes.
So this week, the title of our episode is A Tale of Two Jaylens. If you could see what this looks like written, you would be confused. So it's actually good that this is an audio-only podcast.
Yeah.
It was the best of Jaylens. It was the worst of Jaylens. Something, something, French Revolution.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to make another, like, Chuck D reference to it being a bleak house, but I couldn't put house in there because he wrote Bleak House, and so I am now here with this.
My theory about Charles Dickens is... Well, I mean, obviously, I understand product of the time. Nobody, they didn't have shit to do. So they
also got paid by the word.
Right. Yes. And they also were like periodicals. They came out like in a series. And so.
Serials.
That's it. That's the word.
Which Amazon is bringing back. Kindle something. Kindle Vella. Oh, yeah. Kindle Vella, like novella. They're bringing back like 19th century serials.
Is it because we're entering the third year of a pandemic and all of us are need something
hopeless
to do? Hopeless is the exact word I would use to describe the way I feel. But anyway, also read Great Expectations. Terrible. I hate it.
Please don't have great expectations for this podcast.
No. Zero. Because we're 4 minutes in, 3 minutes in, and still talking about Charles Dickens. He's so nicely, the whole book, confusing as fuck. And then at the end, he ties it up with the nicest goddamn bow ever. And so you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. It was that bad. You are mistaken. He tricked you. He got you, bitch. Like, so in some ways, I'm like, well done, sir. Like, you tricked an entire, like, multiple generations of people into thinking that this was good. In reality, it was a slog at best.
Yes, and I would like to thank the Muppets for making A Christmas Carol a palatable work, because otherwise it's just, it's a no from me.
It's a no from me, Don. I saw this TikTok. Oh my God, so off track already. I saw this great TikTok about this woman whose favorite movie, not just Christmas movie, favorite movie is A Muppet Christmas Carol. And she like studied abroad in England and somehow had her DVD dust jacket of A Muppet Christmas Carol and went to Stratford-upon-Avon and like went to see a Shakespeare play. And one of the people in the play was like the guy who played young Scrooge in that movie, and he like didn't have any other like very many other movie credits, but like he played young Scrooge, and so she like got his autograph and like took a picture with him, and it was just like such a niche like level of excitement. I was like, wow, like I appreciate your dedication and knowledge of this movie.
I also really I would do that thing. But also, I was going to be really excited because I definitely thought you were going to be like, and she saw Michael Caine.
Oh, my God. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Who has been in literally every movie ever, I think.
Yeah, 100%. I don't want to sign into IMDb. I just want to know who this is. Jesus Christ, IMDb. Oh my God. Who was young? I gotta know. I cannot move past this. I hope you understand that.
In general, I think the quality of podcasts over time increases. I think people get better with time as they spend more time doing podcasts. Not us. Not us.
His name is Raymond Coulthard. I could not rest until I knew.
That tracks. All right. Well, this week, our setup is a little different because we're tired and hopeless. The Omicron variant is raging across the United States. And we're back inside. And so we have three total hat picks for you. But we're just going to be splitting that shit, both of us talking about it. And there's a good amount to talk about. I would say none of it is actual play. none of it is actual soccer.
To be quite honest, watching sports has almost gotten like sad for me because I see all the people there and I'm just like, what do you do? Stop doing this thing.
You're gonna die. Or you're gonna ruin it for the rest of us.
And then you're gonna die.
Yes, I agree. I was thinking that in my head. I was like, yeah, sometimes I just get like too sad. Yeah. Anthony does a fantasy league every year, and the league this year, he made it to the semifinals.
Oh, shit.
And then lost terribly because his entire team was ravaged by COVID. Ugh. I mean, just.
Yeah, it's in the NBA. Like, it's really bad in the NBA, too. They brought Kyrie, and this doesn't matter. They brought Kyrie Irving back after he was like, I won't get a vaccine because I'm stupid. And then the Nets were like, hey, the rest of our team has COVID. Can you come back, please? Please.
Please. Please. So anyway, we have these picks. And we're going to kick it off for you. Starting now. Okay.
Our number three hat pick are just general NWSL updates. There's a lot to talk about. And so we're going to do that with you now. So since the last time we told you what was happening in the NWSL, a lot has happened. A lot. Because we've been gone. I asked Jillian when the last time we did this goddamn podcast was, and she told me it was December 5th, which felt like...
It is currently January 9th, just so everyone knows.
Wow. Anyway, so a lot has happened. We've got some new coaches, some new leadership, so there's some batshit possibilities to talk about. Okay, back on track.
What do you mean? This happened seamlessly.
We were never off track, ever. We would never be mildly unprepared.
Okay. It's you, right?
No, you're gold. I just did that whole front
thing. Was that the top thing you said that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. God damn it. First of all, please
leave this in the pod. Just all of it. Just the whole thing. I think everybody needs to understand what kind of hot messes we are.
I told you, I think we need to do one episode where it's just like...
Unedited.
Unedited. Raw.
Anna and Jillian, true messes.
All right, first of all, God damn it. I am so sorry. I was just like, when is Anna going to go? Come on.
I did it.
I thought you were still on the title. Okay, so first of all, Orlando Pride has a new head coach. This predictably was announced a month ago. We just didn't talk about it because, as mentioned previously, we have not done this in a long time. So here we are now telling you about it. Amanda Cromwell, which makes me want to say it in a British accent because... Cromwell.
It makes me want to talk like we're in Halloween Town because the Aggie Cromwell.
Oh.
The
grandma. Yes, that as well. So Amanda Cromwell is the Pride's new head coach, replacing Mark Skinner, who left midseason to coach for Manchester United, which seems to be going
fine.
Mid. She used to be the head coach of UCLA, a soccer program that has brought us the likes of this list: Lauren Holiday, Sydney LaRue, Samantha Mewis, Abby Dahlkemper, almost Mallory Pugh, and a few other youngsters. So that's some exciting shit right there.
Yes, and now Yael Averbush has been named officially the Gotham FC's general manager. She used to be a player in the league. She retired a few years ago and became heavily involved with the NWSL Players Association, which we love. And she was named the interim GM for a while, but they've officially dropped the interim and have asked her to stick around. And she's somebody that a lot of players trust. So I'm excited.
Yes. And she just had another baby.
Another one?
Yes, right? Seems
Jesus
fast.
Christ.
Wow.
All right. Louisville also has a new head coach, Kim Bjorkegren. Prior to this position, he was coaching Apollon Ladies FC, which, after Anna quickly Googled it, she learned that it was in Cyprus. But before that, he also was the coach for Linköpings FC out of Sweden, yeah, where he coached the likes of Kosovari Aslani, yes, Magdalena Eriksson, yes, Lena Hurtig, and won the league with them. Wowzers.
Also, Lena Hurtig is the player that you think looks like that one guy.
The guy from Weeds? Yes! They could be twins.
Yeah, that's who Lena Hurtig is.
Oh, nice.
I just figured you might. She's one that like always sticks in my brain, but that's just because I'm gay and look at her.
Yes, she is the Weeds guy.
Okay, moving on. Most recently, Kansas City Current announced their new general manager, Cammy Levin, also a former player who played for Houston and Orlando and I think a few other teams. And now she has found her way to the front office, which we love.
And then, in a very strange and unexpected move, we got a little update from the Utah Royals throwback. Am I right? So they released a statement from David Blitzer, one of the new owners of the Utah soccer franchises. And the statement discussed how it is a matter of when, not if, the Utah Royals come back to the NWSL, which is both exciting because we love more teams, but also not a great track record in Utah. So really hoping for some better, not racist shit, or less racist since we realistically live in an extremely biased society. But we're hoping for a better move this time around.
Yes. So anyway, a lot of shit has been happening. And it'll be interesting to see how these changes affect the upcoming season. Because I think the Challenge Cup, is that what it's called, starts soon?
Yeah, preseason starts in February, so.
Yeah, what Jillian said.
Yeah. Because I was definitely on Instagram this morning and saw that.
We are so good at preparing.
All right. Now our number two. In the words of our Lord and Savior, Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek.
Okay, first of all, if anybody doesn't know where Moira Rose is from, they should just stop listening to our podcast.
Fair enough.
This is not for them.
I was trying to be accessible, but really.
There's accessible, and then there's...
And just
there's...
redundant. Yeah. When her daughter Alexis says, "What's your favorite season?" And she says, "Awards." also our favorite season.
Yeah, so it's not exactly award season in the soccer world, but there are people so the first Jaylin in our tale of two Jaylins, Jaylin Howell, who we have mentioned before as an up-and-coming player for the U.S. Women's National Team and Florida State player, won the Mac Herman Award again.
So some details, some background, some context for you listeners. I legit thought this award was named after some dude named Mac. Very much so. It is not. It is actually, which is even more embarrassing for me, the Missouri Athletic Club, located in none other than downtown St. Louis, Missouri, which I have driven by many times. In short, this award is a combination of three former Player of the Year awards now consolidated into one. It's like,
yeah, it's given annually to,
and then they were like, what the fuck,
the best women's and men's.
It's the same people,
collegiate soccer players,
getting the awards.
And so do you just want to hear some of the like no name people that you've definitely never heard of before who have won it? Okay, here. So first and foremost, Michelle Akers, our hair queen. Christine Lilly, Mia Hamm, Shannon McMillan, Sydney Parlacone, Christine Sinclair, Kristen Press, Crystal Dunn, and Katarina Macario. That's a lot of C's. That is a cacophony of players.
Yes, oh my God. But also, wow, 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 wow. And as mentioned, this is the second time Howell has won the award. She won it last year as well, which is neat. She is in some good company and some other players who won it twice, I believe include Mia Hamm and Katarina Macario, so pretty fucking cool right there. This makes me extra stoked for her professional career.
Khalil.
Khalil. Career to officially begin, which we will talk about more later.
Yes. But next, Imani Dorsey, Joe Best Defender for Gotham FC and the U.S. Women's National Team, NWSL Rookie of the Year in 2018, and founding member of the Black Women's Player Collective, won the first ever One Nation Social Impact Award from U.S. Soccer. So, from the U.S. Soccer website, it says, quote, the award honors a player from U.S. Soccer's national team programs for their off-field contributions, making a positive impact in the areas of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. In recognition of Dorsey, U.S. Soccer will make a donation to the Black Women's Player Collective.
Which is cool as fuck. So here's some more info from U.S. Soccer regarding Dorsey and the Black Women's Player Collective for those of you who may not know or may have forgotten. So the initial, and this is a quote. It's a long quote, but I'm just going to read it because I don't give a shit. The initial Black Women's Player Collective membership included all 43 Black players competing in NWSL's 2020 season. Dorsey helps lead the group as one of the seven board members working to provide Black girls direct access to soccer at every level through education, mentorship, and community development. During its first year of existence, the Black Women's Player Collective projects include partnering with several other organizations in the construction of 12 mini soccer pitches in cities across the country, and the Voice in Sport mentorship program to provide role models for young Black female athletes.
Yeah, and Dorsey was chosen as the One Nation Social Impact Award winner by this year's U.S. Soccer Game Ambassadors, community members making a difference in the advancement of diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging in the cities where the U.S. Men's National Team and U.S. Women's National Team played this year. Nominees for the award were selected by the U.S. Soccer Athletes Council. End quote.
That was a lot, but also very valuable information.
We love these queens being so goddamn successful, and it makes us? super duper excited for the future of the NWSL and the U.S. Women's National Team.
Fuck yeah, it does. And I want you all to know that this said for U.S. soccer programs, which means that she was chosen out of the men as well. So
you
that's
love to
pretty
see
fucking
it.
Cool. Yes, we do. Oh, great. Now we get to talk about sad stuff, as if we needed anything sad to talk about. Now on to our hat drops. I know that this will come as a really big shock to all of you, and I just want you to mentally prepare for what I'm about to say. But COVID sucks! Look, we all know it. It, and by it, I mean the people who aren't taking it seriously, are ruining everything. Soccer included. Like, whole ass games in the Women's Super League have had to be canceled and or postponed because so many people are getting COVID. And it's just a goddamn bummer.
Ouch.
Fucking hate it. Makes me sad. It also makes Anna sad. But... anyway. That's it. That's all I had.
Yeah, I wrote that and I was going to write more, but I was just like, what else is there to say? Like...
Hi, we've been doing this for almost 2 years. You've been stuck in... Okay, on a side note. So, you know the song from My Fair Lady where she's like, it's like dancing and it's like...
I would have danced on.
Yes, and I was like, I may never come down again. I have been singing to myself since this shit started in like December, like the Omicron variant. I've been singing, I may never wear pants again. because the amount that I have invested in leggings and sweatpants over the course of this pandemic is ridiculous. Like, I genuinely don't remember the last time I wore jeans. So,
wow.
I may never wear pants again, which
respect.
Is really a hat tip and not a hat drop, but COVID still sucks. Okay, and that's it.
I mean, deep respect.
Yes.
Okay, so the other Jaylene, technically, but whatever, Jaylen, in the Tale of Two Jaylens, is Jaylene Daniels, formerly Jaylene Hinkle, a.k.a. Jaylene Stinkle, a.k.a. the worst of the Jaylenes.
Truly.
So the North Carolina Courage have re-signed her. We were all naive little spring chickens and thinking we would never have to see her again because she retired. But oh, how wrong we were. Anyway, so they have re-signed her. Everyone who cares about this pitched a goddamn fit on social media because she has been openly homophobic before, which became like well known because she was decided to not wear rainbow numbers when being called up to the U.S. Women's National Team games and then talking to notorious homophobe Pat Robertson about it on the 700 Club. So the North Carolina put out some bullshit statement about how they'll be doing all these pride efforts to make it up to their disappointed fans, but the disappointed fans just really want them to remove her from the team. The gays, TM, are a huge demographic of women's soccer. Stereotypes be damned. So to alienate a whole swath of your fan base is both disrespectful and also genuinely stupid.
Not only like fan base, but like also literal players like on the team. I mean, it's just astonishing. My theory is that they did it because literally every good person that was like, not every good person, there's like Davinia, but like
so all but one.
Yes, like have been traded away or have chosen to leave. I guess Lynn Williams, but she's in Australia right now.
Yeah. She's enjoying her time with her big brother winning boyfriend.
Molly. Yeah, so it's like pretty fucked up.
Anyway, those are our hat drops.
I've just decided to like not look forward to anything in 2022. Because like
2022, I've just decided to fully give up hope.
I mean, it's just, look, we have our emotional energy reserves have been just both rapidly and slowly depleted over the last 2 years. And I just don't know that I have the energy to like feel good about anything.
I know. Like, just, we're supposed
and
to
then be disappointed.
We're supposed to go to England in June and July. And so help me God, if that shit gets canceled, I'm gonna sue.
Yep. We decided with my brother to cancel the Portland trip that I had coming up with Anthony to go visit our new nephew because of this goddamn shit. I mean, it's a smart and responsible decision because we're in the literal middle of a spike. I sent him this meme of on South Park, the ski instructor who's like, "You're gonna have a bad time." And I was like, "If you fly during an Omicron spike, you're gonna have a bad time." Which is true.
Yeah. Everything is terrible.
So
it's like when I text you, I was like, "Remember when you suggested we like meet up for a weekend?"
Oh my God. You know what that weekend is gonna be? Us. What if we can't go to Australia and New Zealand?
Fuck me.
In 2023, that's how bad this is. Like, I don't expect. I know everyone's like, Omicron is less severe. It's like, it's gonna run through faster. It's like, okay, yeah,
but so be it. But this is like the third variant.
I can't tell you how many times people have been like, but this is a good sign, or this is we're moving through that. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't know.
I want to live a life. I want to go do things again.
This is now the COVID-19 is absolute trash podcast. Like, soccer be damned. We are talking about the virus.
I've gotten 3 goddamn jabs in the arm so I can live a life and you fuckers won't let me. Not you who are listening to this podcast. I'm just speaking to like the royal you, you know?
Yes, yes. I only got 2 because I got the reject vaccine. But now.
Did what you could.
Yes, but now we got divided, and when we get divided into our dystopian vaccine camps, I get to go to Team Pfizer. I get to go.
So So we can still be making the podcast because I'm also supervising.
Yes, correct.
Got it.
Yes, that is correct. High priorities. All right, let's go on to hat tips. I'm so sorry. No,
this is incredible. I hope everybody is enjoying this as much as we are enjoying this.
We are having a good time. We're having a real bad time. You're going to have a bad time. But we're having a good time having a bad time.
Yeah.
Okay, now on to our hat tips. There are so many cool things coming up that we are going to tip our hats to this week. So here we go. The She Believes Cup is coming in February. The U.S. Women's National Team, New Zealand. Not going to try to do a Czech Republic or Icelandic accents, but they're also coming. They will be competing, if COVID doesn't fuck it up, in the She Believes Cup. We Believes, bringing it back. We Believes the U.S. will need to crush this or it will be embarrassing. The games are February 17th, February 20th, and February 23rd. So get excited because we will undoubtedly be talking a lot about it. Yes.
Can confirm.
It is also alarming to me how much my mannerisms are like Elise Myers on. Yes. Thank you. Also, I wish I could show you.
We'll post a picture of it on our Instagram. Because I don't do anything else on those fucking social medias.
That's correct. My roommates got me a sign with the HatPix logo on it, and it lights up, and it is very cool. And when we eventually record a video, LOL, you will see it. And it's just, it's so dope. We are even more official. Now Anna just has to get us shirts.
I really wish that we were recording that entire conversation with my roommate.
Oh, yeah, right? Okay.
All right. Anyway, so other exciting news, we bought a VPN for 2 years. This way we can tune into games from overseas way more easily and bring you the content you desperately want. To be fair, we haven't used it yet. All I've used it for is to listen to a history podcast on BBC Sound. So it's fine. But that being said, the WSL is back, sort of, even COVID. We already talked about it. Yes. And the A-League is back, and we want to talk about that shit with you, so stay tuned. Also, in gay news, Jess Fishlock, Welsh Dragon, incredible woman, and Ziara King of OL Reign fame are dating. And wow, if it is not the cutest goddamn thing in the world, such a power couple. We love to see it. Go gays.
Anna messaged me about it last night, and I was like, this is what we needed. Like, we needed this.
And I just said, hat tip.
Yes. And that is our tips for this week.
Yes.
Nothing but the tips.
I think that we need to use that more.
Yes. All right. On to our numero uno. Number one. We're serving you. We're bringing you all of the draft and trade updates. I say all, it may not be all. It's a lot, but it may not be all. It's just going to be a considerable number of them.
We're just giving you some information. Just take it and be happy.
Look, Anna said this the other night in our anti-racism book club, and I'm leaning into it. I'm leaning into this 100% at not doing things 100%. So we are serving this to you, but we're not going to be serving it to you 100%. It's going to be whatever we can fucking muster.
Yes. So just take it, okay?
Yes. Because this needs to stay fun. All right. So the NWSL expansion draft happened. Yay. Did it happen in December? Yes. Have we talked to you since then? No. As we mentioned previously, lots of teams got in on doing trades and seemingly throwing away their best players prior to the expansion draft, in theory to protect other good players from getting poached or to get money and shit. So compared to last year's expansion draft with Racing Louisville, which absolutely tore our hearts out and killed our souls, this expansion draft was meh, because a lot of the action already happened. Are we still going to talk about what did happen, though? You bet your ass, because some things happened after that and are also notable.
Yes, so here's how Angel City went down. First, they got Danny Weatherholt, a midfielder from OL Reign. Second, Claire Emsley, forward, a Scottish international who's right there with Orlando, but most recently played for Everton in England. Third, nice. Jasmine Spencer, who we know and love most recently from Houston. She's a powerhouse and a gifted player, and we're pumped for this. Fourth, Paige Nielsen, defender from the Washington Spirit, who just won the championship, in case you forgot. So overall, not a bad haul for Angel City, considering they also have Kristen Press, Julie Ertz, Sarah Gordon, et cetera, to work with. So you go, Glenn Coco. Four for you, Glenn Coco.
So here's how it went down with San Diego. San Diego.
Yes, the whale's vagina.
First, Christy Mewis, wow, power move. But then they like immediately do a trade with Gotham FC. So now she's on Gotham. So they got her and then they didn't get her on purpose. With, we'll get to this more later, with Ashlyn Harris and Allie Krieger. Oh my God, what a team. Holy shit, it's going to be so amazing. Second, Kristen McNabb, defender for OL Reign. In the third and fourth rounds, they passed, which was some kind of good faith move for Portland, I think. I don't even know, but they passed, and it was very strange because Anna was texting me in real time and was like, they passed, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Especially, again, since last year was so gut-wrenching. And then fifth, Kaylee Real from Racing Louisville, which is funny because she's also selected in last year's expansion draft too. I don't actually know if she ever played for Louisville, but she's now got the, her rights are now with San Diego. And that is the tea. This will be a very interesting and exciting year for the league. But wait, there's more because...
Hold on. Okay. Because the NWSL college draft happened. Yay, also. So we're not going to go through every pick because it's a lot of players that none of us know about. And so we will have to be learning about them moving forward. But we did pick out some notable names that you may or may not have paid attention to before in U.S. Women in it. Yeah. In U.S. Women's National Team call-ups. So first, we're going to obviously talk about the number one overall pick, Naomi Girma from Stanford. Yay! She's been called up a few times and also I think has won a World Cup with like the under-20s. Mm. Young, strong player. We love to see it. She went to San Diego FC. Second all-around pick was Jalen Howell, the aforementioned best of the Jalens, who went to Louisville. And then another first-round pick was Mia Fischel. She's one of the youngsters out of UCLA that I previously mentioned. And she's playing in Orlando, which is exciting for Sydney LaRue. Now we have that UCLA connection. And then something that was not super awesome, round two had a controversial pick in Sydney Nocello for the Portland Thorns. She has previously tweeted some transphobic things and her family are pretty loud on their social media about being anti-vax. Fans were generally not happy with this pick and Nocello has since been dropped.
Ouch.
From Portland entirely. So those are the highlights on the actual draft picks.
Drama.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yes. And I thought it was notable as well that a lot of first round draft picks have come out of Stanford previously. So, you know, that school is doing some good things.
Yes.
We got a lot of people who've come out of Stanford.
There's a lot. This year, there were a lot of other schools too, which was exciting. I was looking at all of like the picks this morning and we have like more Florida States, more Virginia Techs, some USC's, Washington State, Grand Canyon University, which is what? Here.
Yeah, I always thought that that was a fake university.
No, it's
like,
real.
It wasn't like that. It was just a myth.
No, it's on the west side of Phoenix. It's, but like Long Beach State, like schools that don't have no, like strong programs. There have been a lot of them. Some there's players out of Vanderbilt.
Nice.
Some like Rutgers, Wisconsin, Hofstra. There's somebody out of Arizona State, Arkansas, Wake Forest. Like there, it's a bunch of schools, which is really exciting because usually it's just like UCLA. Oh, there's one out of University of Denver, which is where I'm getting my master's.
Nice.
There's also, usually it's just like Stanford, Florida State has been up and coming, Virginia, Santa Clara, what's the other? Oh, UNC. There's not a lot of UNC players on here.
That's surprising.
Yeah. They all could just be babies, but.
Yes, that's true.
But anyway.
Well, cool. That's great.
Yes.
So on to trades and new signings. So prior to the draft, Jess McDonald from the North Carolina Courage was traded to Louisville for a draft pick, which is extra cool because it seems like she asked for this trade because I was reading some stuff. I'm actually in a Louisville fan group on Facebook that my friend Casey invited me to. And apparently Louisville provides some pretty good housing for their players. And in the Let's Fucking Go documentary, McDonald explains that she had to live with another family for monetary reasons. So This might be part of the reason that she, like, wanted to go to Louisville. Savannah McCaskill was traded to Angel City for allocation monies and a draft pick. Savannah McCaskill was traded last year prior to the expansion draft. Also disappointed because Anthony bought a McCaskill Louisville shirt. So, LOL.
That is a bummer. It is a risk you take.
It is. San Diego FC acquired Kristen Westfall and Amira Ali from the Thorns. And the Thorns got allocation monies again. Yes. Brittany Wilson and a third round draft pick were traded to Angel City from Orlando, who received a later round draft pick. Julia Ashley got traded to Houston, and Louisville got a draft pick for that one. And we lost our precious, precious Simone Charlie to Angel City. Ugh. Just devastated. And we mentioned this previously, but Allie Krieger and Ashlyn Harris are officially members of the Gotham FC. We had speculated on this, but now it's actually official, and they seem to be leaning into it hard.
Yeah.
So we're very excited.
I also love just how much time that they are now spending with Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe because...
Oh, my God.
Sue Bird is from Syosset, Long Island, and so they've got a place up there anyway. And I just... Go Gays. I love it so much.
Since we've decided that... Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe are adopting us and will be their executive assistants. I think that maybe they should be our grandparents because then we can have two sets. And then
yes,
Ashlyn Harris and Allie Krieger can be our other grandparents.
This is perfect.
I was trying to come up with a pun with grandparents and gay, but I couldn't think of it quick enough.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
My gay parents.
Which just sounds like your parents that are gay. Yes.
Moving on.
Anyway, okay, other new signings. The North Carolina Courage signed Malia Berkeley, who was overseas at a French team, which I cannot pronounce. I wrote it down just like, oh, maybe I'll say it. No, it's in Bordeaux. I can say Bordeaux. It's there. And I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure it means something about the gardens of Bordeaux. Anyway, Angel City signed Canadian Olympic gold medalist Vanessa Gillies, which is a solid choice. And Houston, I'm really excited about this one, has re-signed Maria Sanchez. She came over on loan for part of the 2021 season, but she has officially signed with the club, which I think will be really good. And I'm excited to see her kind of in place of Christy Mewis because she's a little bit more explosive, but will take the place of Christy Mewis quite well.
So that's a lot. I don't know if you were able to catch all that because Anna and I talk incredibly fast.
I was listening to our last pod and I was like, I listen to audiobooks on like 2x speed all the time. So I'm used to listening to fast things, but our podcast was at 1x speed. And I was like, oh, we really do talk that fast all the time.
But I was thinking also, in addition to us giving you a raw pot Matt picks, it would be funny to slow our voices down.
So that it's a normal speed.
Welcome to Hat Picks. But it would just sound normal to you all.
Yeah. Because we talk at a rate that is like unheard of.
Alarming.
Which might explain why I listen to audiobooks at 2x speed, because that's just the rate that I speak at.
That's just how our brains function.
God. I think for all of our fucking around on this pod, we've done exceptionally well with the time.
Oh my God, crushed it. Also, it helps the fact that we only have 3 picks.
Yes.
Which I love it. I actually like it because our last pod was like an hour long. So cutting this down, this is good.
We're evening it out. I think absolutely. An hour pod every once in a while is totally fine. But you know, sometimes you just want to be in and out of there real fast with a quick pod.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So happy new year.
Oh yeah. It is a new year.
It doesn't feel like it, though, does it?
I watched Game Changer, which is a game on Dropout TV, which is owned by College Humor. And there is a clip of Brennan Lee Mulligan, who is a goddamn delight. And there's a picture of a cat with 3 eyes. And he just... And you're supposed to like make up what sound goes with that image. And he just like talks about how time is an infinite loop. And that's just what, yes, I feel like COVID has made our lives.
Mm-hmm. That is so accurate. Yes.
Anyway, thank you for sitting with us on this infinite loop of time that we're all existing in. I've really just turned into a nihilist at this point.
Zero hope.
You should follow us on the social media that I never post on. I'm really upholding my half of this team. Doing such a good job. Anyway, you can follow us on our moderately active Twitter and Instagram at HatPixPod. You could also send us an email and you can berate me because I do fuck all. At HatPixPod@gmail.com.
Neat. I'm Jillian. Oh, wait, no, wait. On that note, I'm Jillian.
And I'm Anna.
And this has been
the HatPix Podcast.
You're fucking right, it has.